This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The day before Jesus died on the cross, he prayed to his Father, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world," meaning the disciples who were with him. Peter was leader of the group of disciples. The next day, Peter, accused of being a disciple of Jesus, denied knowing him. After his resurrection, Jesus restored and reassigned Peter. Then in Acts 1:8, he said to Peter and the other disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." They were uniquely called and sent to be witnesses of what Jesus accomplished through his mission while here on earth. That is what it meant to be apostles of Jesus Christ, sent ones. They were eyewitnesses of all Jesus said and did on his mission. They could say with authority, "I was there when he said he was the way, the truth, and the life. I was there when he laid down his life by dying on the cross and taking it up again when he arose victorious over the grave. I was there when he ascended up to heaven with the promise that he will return. He commissioned me and empowered me to proclaim what he said and did, and has authenticated my witness by performing miracles and signs through me." Paul declared that the church would be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, wrote the book I'd like us to study together. And if you'd like to join us, you can do so on the website, gettinggodsmessage.org.